After a 10-month stalemate, it looks like a tax break known as 421A could soon be available again for real estate developers who build affordable housing. Governor Cuomo had instructed labor groups and developers to work out an agreement over wages to keep the tax abatement going before it expired. But the two sides could not reach a deal, and the program ended back in January. Now the two sides have an agreement, and joining us now to explain what it is and what comes next is Sally Goldenberg. She covers real estate for Politico New York. Sally, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what did developers and the construction unions agree to?
So if this gets passed into legislation, it would be a required minimum average wage for construction workers of $60 an hour in projects that receive 421A in Manhattan, and then $45 an hour for Brooklyn and Queens waterfront projects. And there are some exceptions, but that's generally the framework of it.
So how is this different from the previous tax exemption that expired?
Well, the difference is the wage requirement. There was no wage requirement before, and that was what sparked this debate between real estate and unions when Governor Cuomo said last summer, like, I don't want to sign this bill into law until you two parties can work it out privately. So that's the difference. Other than that, there's a full extension of the life of the abatement, or exemption rather, of 10 years. So it's now a 35-year exemption with a 5-year, what they say, burn-off. So if you live in one of the affordable apartments in a 421A building, it'll be, quote-unquote, affordable for 40 years. So they did change that, and they added the wage requirement. But other than that, it's very similar to what, you know, was passed last year.
Now, negotiations have been on again and off again for some time now. Was there some kind of breakthrough that led to this specific deal?
Well, I don't know precisely, but I do know that the governor seemed to really want an agreement because his memorandum of understanding, for his affordable housing plan, which is essentially $2 billion that couldn't be spent until both sides of the legislature agreed to it. That was kind of tied up in these negotiations. So he felt he had to do 421A in order to free up that money. And I think he was also just under a lot of pressure from developers and probably from labor, too. I think everybody wanted it settled.
Now, housing activists criticize 421A, saying it gives millions of dollars in subsidies to developers who don't need it. But developers have been saying that without it, they'd be building a lot less affordable apartments. Was that happening?
Well, they certainly weren't applying for rentals this year once it expired. Now, what would have happened when the market turned and condos weren't as feasible anymore? I don't know. You know, that's sort of a long-term question. But in this year, when condos are still doing well, the market is still very strong, they weren't applying to build any new rentals. And it's rentals that bring affordable housing.
Right. Can the mayor fulfill his affordable housing goals without this tax break program?
His aides say he can. I mean, people are very skeptical about the veracity of that statement. But his aides have said repeatedly that they can do it without 421A because they have other tools at their disposal. They have other city-controlled tax breaks and, you know, other things they can do. Or they can just pay subsidies to developers to build affordable housing. So there are other things they can do, and they think that they can get to their goal without it.
Now, this deal is just an agreement right now. The governor is urging the legislature to return to Albany to vote on the bill. Could we see this pass before the new year?
Yeah, it seems like that's what he wants. I think what I'm hearing is that he would like a special session before the end of the year and that it would be tied into other things. I'm not entirely sure yet what those other things are. I've heard possibly ethics reform, possibly pay raises. I don't know for sure, but I believe that if he called them back into a special session before the end of the year, other things would be on the agenda, too.
Okay, Sally Goldenberg covers real estate for Politico New York. Sally, thanks so much.
Thank you.